This podcast contains some dirty words. I shan't say what they are, you can probably guess. There aren't that many, but there are enough to justify the warning.
I do want it to be a surprise, but are we driving there?
Nice noise.
That's my stomach displaying raw anxiety.
Hello there, dear listener, and thanks for downloading the podcast. Very much appreciate having you let it be in your ears. That's what I'm going to say. As you know, if you've listened to the previous episodes, the run-up to Christmas, each week, my wife and I will be doing something. And in this instance, I didn't know what it was. So that will be revealed as the podcast goes on. Tiny bit of housekeeping. I've got a tour show coming up at the Georgian Theatre in Richmond, which is in Yorkshire, on the 28th of October, and Sheffield Comedy Festival on the 29th of October, Sutton Coldfield on the 3rd of November, where else are we going? Stratford-upon-Avon, 11th of November, Bath, 12th of November. Anyway, all the dates, robrouse.com.
Here's my podcast, I made it for you. Listen on the train or taking a bath, or maybe when you're driving in your car.
So what should I wear?
Whatever you like. You right. Could wear this look again, which is the same look as on the last podcast. Your jogging bottoms with your Crocs.
Yeah, well, I've just not got a dress. I've just got out of bed.
And a t-shirt with holes in.
Just got out of bed. This hasn't got holes in this t-shirt. It's a good one.
It's one of your good ones, isn't it?
Yes,
right.
It's
got a couple of stains.
Very nice ones. Yeah, a couple of stains. It's white. I mean, yes, it would fail a Dazz doorstep challenge, but it's the best I've got.
You've got a fly actually circling you, like.
I have an itinerant fly. Yeah, let's not read into that. That fly's been in the kitchen a while. I'll put the fly papers back up. But you're wearing what you're wearing.
I'm wearing what I'm wearing.
Okay, so you've got jeans, a top, leather jacket.
I'll give you your first slight clue. The activity that we're doing this morning.
The fly's around you now, I should point that out.
I am not actually going to be involved in.
Ah! Right, so you're going to be watching me do it.
So what I'm wearing has no bearing on.
Will you be recording it then?
No.
Will I be doing it with someone?
No.
Oh, don't do that. I nearly cacked myself. And what's this model registration form you're filling in?
No, this is from school. We're not going to be models, but that is a very good idea.
It's a horrible thought.
Especially, that would be really good.
Mind you, with this look.
I mean, Crocs, I'm sure any kind of fashion house would just want to steal this whole look.
And I'm wearing my tracksuit trousers in a sort of that Alibaba kind of fashion.
Yeah. So the bobbling on them is a statement.
Statement bobbling.
Yeah.
Where's the fly? Has he come back? He's come back, isn't he?
Fair to say that you've been anxious all week.
Yeah, just not knowing. Not knowing.
Asking me questions continually, trying to find some more information.
Yeah, you've been very good at not telling me. And we got hammered last night and we've got hangovers.
Yeah.
But you're not doing it.
No.
It's just me.
It's just
you. Am I doing it with someone? Would it bother me if I smell or I feel like kind of hungover and breathing booze on people?
Well, you can't change that anyway, so.
If it's a tandem skydive, I'm not doing it. It's not a tandem skydive, is it? And will I be able to go to the toilet during
it? Would you do a hot air balloon?
Is it that?
No. Would you do a...
I don't know, I'm worried that the basket, you could fall out the bottom of the basket. Like the basket could just give way because it's made a basket.
Would you do abseiling?
Am I doing abseiling?
Would you do abseiling?
I don't know what's going on now, I'm scared. I don't know, what game are you playing, women? Tell the listeners, just spread the word if you enjoy it. That's what you say.
What?
Tell the listeners if you enjoy it, tell 10 friends.
If you're enjoying the Rob Rouse podcast, please spread the word and tell as many friends as you possibly can. Thank you.
Why is he putting telephone voice on?
I don't know, because you just told me to advertise something.
So you just went straight to advert terms and conditions, woman.
Yeah.
Great work. Cup of tea?
Yes, please.
And also, I don't know what to wear. I mean, should I wear jeans or is it active?
Wear whatever you want.
I'm going to wear...
Just wear...
Jeans and trainers.
You only ever wear the same outfit every day.
Whoa.
Anyway.
Whoa.
You just my personal, change your t-shirt.
My personal stylist. My personal stylist is not going to like hearing you say that on the podcast.
Well, how many pairs of jeans have you got that you wear?
There's about two that really I'm happy with.
So wear one of those two pairs.
Okay. How long do we have to drive for? Are we driving?
Who says we're driving?
Who says we're driving? I don't know. Come on. Just throw me a phone here.
Now, do you want it to be a surprise?
Well, no,
because the way you're behaving makes me think that you don't trust me.
No, I
and
do.
You don't want it to
I
be
do
a
want
surprise.
It to be a surprise. But do we? Are we driving there?
Nice noise.
That's my stomach displaying raw anxiety.
Like, I don't want to make you ill. If you're going to be this anxious about it, shall I just
tell
you?
No, I just need to know.
It's not bad at all.
Just need to collect the car.
And it's not bad at all. There's nothing scary about it at all.
We left the car at the pub, so do we pick that up on the way back? Therefore, do we take the key? I'm just wondering whether I overburdened myself with keys. Do we need to bring a wallet? Am I going on a horse?
No.
Oh, that just suddenly scared me. I thought there might be a horse near you.
No.
Right. Will I be able to... do I need to be able to run around?
No.
No, okay.
But you might need to stretch.
Stretch. Okay, jump. Jump.
I doubt you'll have to jump.
Well, I'm just trying to be excited rather than anxious.
Yeah, try. It's really good. This is like therapy. Oh, I just caught a fly like Mrs. Miyagi. Ready for the release?
Now go kill it. It's gone. You didn't catch it.
No.
It was empty hand. You were so pleased that you caught a fly. Like a unhygienic Mrs. Miyagi. Didn't even use chopsticks, just use her hands. We did. I mean,
I'm not dinner ladying today.
You're not dinner ladying today. Yeah. You've got a day off dinner ladying. Is that what you're saying?
I can catch as many flies as I like.
Is that you show up to the kids? Look what I can do, kids. Fly, dead, in my hands. Oh, it's gone. Right, ready to go, we get dressed.
How you feeling, Rob?
Hey.
How you feeling?
I'd like to say cool, calm, collected,
out
anxious.
Of 10, on an anxiety scale, 1 to 10, where are you?
I mean, it's high up, but it's manageable. It's not like, it's not causing me any problems. Let me just go and check this other door's locked. Yeah, just need to do a little bit of lock checking. Happy, happy, let's move on.
Level 1 to 10.
I'm excited, I'm not going to lie, I'm excited.
I need some numbers. Some stats,
six.
Figures.
Six. What's Jack's? 11. Through the roof. So, right, the first thing I'm aware of is we're not driving.
No, we're not in a vehicle of any description.
We're not in a vehicle of any description.
On foot.
I mean, so that means we're probably going to the garden centre. I might be working at the garden centre for a morning.
Is that a clue?
I don't know.
Certainly makes for a lovely soundscape on this documentary.
Oh, that would be good, actually.
With a stonemason they work.
Oh, that would be good, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Stonemason for the morning.
Yeah, stonemason for the morning.
Oh, everything's an idea.
It's a pottery workshop. I'm making pots.
Oh, it's so funny.
You're not taking me up to the Moomins, are you? You're not taking me up to the Mormons. Am I going to a Mormons meeting? You're not taking me to the
they're
Mormons.
Not Mormon, for the record, they're not Mormons, they're Quakers. And actually, the Quaker community that live up there lead a really, really lovely...
Are you taking me up to the Mormons?
...simple life. And Quakers aren't. You can't call them Mormons.
Is that where we're going? You're not taking me up to the Mormons. Are you? You are, aren't you? Tell me the truth. Am I going to be gardening with Quakers for 2 hours?
Oh, I wish these were all brilliant ideas. Brilliant ideas, I wish. Oh,
we're bringing the dog. We're going to a field. Are we doing sheepdog training? We're running.
Oh, Rob, honestly, you know what?
Yeah.
All these are fantastic ideas.
They are good ideas, aren't they?
That we could have been doing for your podcast.
Well, they're further ones we could
do. Well, they are. Yeah. We can do them all, definitely.
I'm not going to the Moomins.
But isn't it sad that you've had this ability to podcast for a year?
Yeah.
And all these amazing ideas.
It's coming to fruition now, Ellen.
Yeah.
It's really blossoming.
It is.
But I'm not going to hang out with the Moomins.
But I think it would be a good podcast, that. Because, as we know, silence is not easy for you. And the idea of a Quaker meeting...
Yeah.
...is that they all sit in silence...
Oh, God.
...for an hour.
Yep.
Unless somebody feels compelled to say something.
That'd be me.
But it has to be in keeping with the meeting, and it has to further the feeling of connectedness. So it couldn't just be making fart sounds or...
I wouldn't do that.
...just filling the space with noise. No. You couldn't say, rom-pa-pa-pom-pom.
Could I...
But I think you confronting that fear of silence would be a brilliant thing to do.
Yeah, but I mean,
if
I nailed it, it would be a shit podcast.
Where do you think we're going, Rob?
I think I've got a funny thing. Am I working in Andy's yard for a couple of hours? Is that what it is?
Well, Rob, today I fixed it for you.
Go on.
For your very own apprenticeship. To be Andy's boy.
Oh, no way! That's hysterical.
You said in the past that you would like the idea of working in Andy's garage.
No way!
Cars.
Brilliant!
Today's the day.
I've been working with Andy and Daryl and Joe.
And Joe, yeah.
God, I've got the overalls.
Oh, wait, they've got overalls for
no
you.
No way. This is insane. How long am I doing it for?
Till about 12, I'm picking you up. They were well up for
God,
it.
Let me stick this in here.
Morning, we all right, apprentice?
I'm all right, yeah, how are you doing?
All right,
good to see you. How are you?
Muck on your hands, you have to get used to it.
Yeah, I'm very happy to have some muck on me, Andy. I can't believe this is happening. Brilliant.
I thought I was taking him up in a glider or something, he's thrilled.
Oh, I'm delighted. Where do we start, boss?
Away with glider. Right, I'm just going to have a word with this.
All right, mate, all right. Nice one.
Yeah, go in, I'll take him in the office and we'll fit him out.
Okay. Do you know what's going on?
You're with Joe today, then.
I'm with Joe.
Yeah, you're with Joe. We've got
plenty. Incredible.
We've not got any tall enough, really.
Oh, give me some ill-fitting overalls.
Yeah, if you haven't got long enough ones, I'll just tie them off at the waist like Craig used to in Neighbours.
Trainers.
I didn't know what to.
Best jeans and a denim.
I didn't know what I was meant to be wearing. I didn't know what I was meant to be wearing.
Overalls. Solve all that, so I didn't.
Because my wife brought me in the wrong jeans.
He used that.
Should we go home and get?
It's already stained. All his t-shirts have got stains on anyway.
These are my only jeans, Joe. Are they going to get ruined?
No, they're not. Because you're wearing overalls.
Yeah, but it might go through. Oil go through overalls, doesn't it?
Depends how much you think you're doing.
I don't know. What I'm being let loose on.
I don't do a lot.
Which ones do you reckon, Joe? Purple or navy?
I think those ones.
These ones.
The biggest.
Yeah. And is there a dressing room where we put our overalls on? Where do we put them? Is there,
just right there.
A dressing room. I got the same colour as Andy.
Yeah. Yeah, the boss.
But there's no.
But there's no
dressing room. Right. There we go. I can't believe this. Ridiculous.
Go on then. Put your overalls on.
Yeah, I'll put my overalls on. I'm scared. This genuine like work experience, is it?
Yeah.
Right. Well, let's do it. What do they say? Engineer.
Oh, brilliant.
They say engineer on them.
We need a photo. I'm just gonna go now.
Are you going? You leave me here.
Yeah. And I'll come and get you. What time do you want me to come and get you?
What time do we finish?
I don't know, I think about 12.
Okay, yeah, about 12, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye, Mummy. What to call you, Mummy.
Right.
Brilliant. See you later.
See you later.
See you in a bit.
Have a good day. This could be the start of a whole new life, Rob.
Yeah, they look nice, Rob.
Yeah, you like them?
Yeah, I think they, definitely.
Get the boss's colour on.
What's your understanding of this situation then?
Helen was going to drop you off.
Yeah.
You're doing a podcast, aren't you?
I'm doing a podcast,
so
yeah.
What's the podcast then? That's our
20th century. It's like a radio programme, but you just download it for free from iTunes.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Right. And so
it will serve as a really good advert for the garage.
Yeah. Yeah.
But and I'll just record kind of bits of our conversations and stuff we're doing.
And delete the swearing.
Delete the swearing, edit it together.
Yeah.
And then, put it out.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Right, that sounds good.
The idea is that I'm like your apprentice for a couple of hours.
I'm going to allocate you to Joe, I think. Only because it's easier just if you stick with one of us more or less.
Brilliant. That's amazing. And you're right with me recording stuff. And
I'll
obviously I'll edit it.
Having a good day, so going to it so boring.
Oh, was that nice? Have you got another overall with a pocket like your a breast pocket like yours?
Try the inside. Some of them. Some
oh, they have. Yeah.
See, it even says engineer. Look.
Yeah, mate.
You're there.
Yeah.
You're there. You're in the zone, aren't you?
This is amazing. Thanks, pal.
That was good.
Well, what do you want to do?
Do
you make everyone tea.
We've
We've had 11 o'clock.
You have tea at 11 o'clock?
Yeah, okay, we don't have to be bottle fed at 11, but yeah. 11-ish.
But it's pretty much bottle feeding at 11.
Pretty much, yeah.
I'll try and bottle feed you all at 11.
11.
Like lambs.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, boss.
So, it's an engineer.
You're an engineer.
For a food company.
Engineer.
Doing well.
Is that for a food company? Is there an overall with a pocket on the front? Then I can just leave it in.
Yeah, no.
Then
worries.
I don't have to worry about it.
Oh, I see.
Hi, it's me just chipping in. Now, I just wanted to explain something. It sounds like I'm obsessing over having exactly the same overalls as Andy. Now, to a degree, I might have been, but what I really wanted was the pocket on the outside so I could put my phone in, which I was recording the podcast on, and then kind of masking tape, stroke gaffer tape it in place. So if it sounds like I'm really obsessing about having the same colour overalls as Andy, that's what was going on. Although I probably was slightly obsessing over wanting to look just like the boss. Also, I couldn't have been more excited to have been working at Andy's garage. He's a smashing fella, and a huge thank you to them for having me kind of get in the way for the morning. Anyway.
Your preference on colour? Or?
Don't mind at all. As long as it's deep enough in the gusset.
I don't think that they are very good pockets.
Are you changing overalls?
Yeah.
Changing overalls already, Jess, yeah.
Yeah, it's dirtied. I mean, soiled his overalls already.
It's got nervous.
Yeah, nerves have got a better of it.
I've been very nervous. I wouldn't tell me what we were doing.
Are you really?
Yeah.
You're not nervous now?
No, I'm not nervous. I'm happy now.
That's good.
Very happy. There we go. I'll change into these ones here.
That's it. Are they better, Rob?
They're perfect.
Have you got them over your shoes?
I have. I took my shoes off.
Because normally you get jammed on your shoes.
Took my shoes off.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. See, yeah,
you've been struggling with that for 30 years. Pop your shoes off, Andy.
You know what?
Get your overalls on.
Take that tip off.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I've come here as a troubleshooter.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous, Jess. How are you doing?
No, I'm good, thank you.
Do you need a cup of tea or anything?
No, no.
Okay.
Coffee time's 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock. I really look busy. I've just found the end on this roll of tape.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. I'm quite going to find stuff to do.
Masking tape, that, Rob.
That's holding it in place.
How is that?
So what are you doing, then?
It's a podcast.
Excellent.
So it's like a...
What's a podcast?
It's... it's like a radio program you can listen to.
Tape cassette.
Very similar, yeah.
You press record on both decks. And,
pretty much, yeah. And it comes down your your computer pipes. And you can download it onto your phone for free.
Excellent.
And then listen to it when you're on your way to work.
Excellent.
Or travelling or something.
Yeah. What you're actually doing is the comedian line's going shit, isn't it? And then you wanted a proper job.
It is, we're expanding, exactly. It's about having so much fallback on, isn't it?
Yeah.
So what can I do? How can I help you?
Great.
Polythene cover. It's an exciting job because I've only ever picked up a car with the polythene and the piece of paper on it.
When you're buying it.
No. Just when I bring it, when I pick it up from here.
Oh, when you come here.
Yeah. So now, I mean, this is a major day. I've now put my own polythene seat cover
with overalls.
Yeah.
I'll drive.
Okay, you drive. Yeah, I'm making sure.
I'll drive, I've seen your
park. I can see they're clearly a dog owner, Joe.
Yes.
I'm not sure whether these seat covers are protecting her car or us from her
dog's
hair.
Well, that's half the, around here with the farmers.
Yeah.
Most of it is wipe your feet on the way out.
Right. I mean, because I feel very bad whenever I drop ours off, because, I mean, our car's pretty disgusting, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that's just a family car,
yeah.
Isn't it?
It's, so
you can just get used to... squirming around in other people's chewed up sweets and stuff.
And it's literally
apple cores.
Yeah, I think we've got a topsoil behind our back seats.
Yeah. So have you always just done jolly in then? Comedian in?
Yeah.
Not really done it.
Never had a real job.
I was going to say that, but absolutely.
I never see it as being a real. It's like a happy accident of calamities that have turned into.
Yeah, well, it must pay alright.
There was
hand to mouth, is it?
It is, yeah. There was a period in sort of the mid-noughties that enabled me to kind of get a deposit together and borrowed loads of money from the bank, mate.
That's,
so literally. Mortgage rates change a second, we'll be...
Fuck, like most of us, I think.
We'll put a tent in your back garden, mate.
Yeah,
Simple as that.
Since I've had that
card. I'm never under any illusion other than you rent your house off the bank, it feels
yeah,
like.
Yeah, sure, yeah, yeah.
The way it is, I'll still be travelling to Portsmouth on a Sunday night when I'm 70. This could be the one that changes everything, Joe.
This podcast that you're going to send out.
This is the one, mate.
Yeah.
This is the one.
It's going to change the world.
I'll cut you in. I'll cut you in. This is like a dream. I always imagined when I fantasised about this that we'd be listening to Ronan Keating. Life is a roller coaster. It's great, isn't it?
Right, these need to go under.
Right.
Yeah,
somewhere around
the jacket
point.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, you're putting them pajama trainers.
Oh, no, these have been in the washing machine. Don't be deceived. Do you stick trainers in the washing machine?
I don't, because I've not got any trainers.
You not got any trainers? I'll get you some trainers, Joe. You need some trainers, mate.
Right, bend on you.
Not exactly sure what the jacket.
To protect other knee, is it?
You... Yeah, I'm just flexible.
Yeah.
That's the jacket point. That solid bit there.
That bit pulls out there.
All right. So I see. Got you. And you can offer it up.
And then you can just. Yeah.
That's about there, isn't it?
Somewhere there, yeah.
I'm sure you're gonna lift a car in the air, isn't it?
Green button.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. So it's going up
there. This one on this side.
Yeah.
All right. Yep.
We're going up. Go on then.
Yep. So how long have you been doing this then?
14 and a half years.
And did you start here?
Yeah.
And did you start as an apprentice?
Yep. The girl that I was going out with at the time, her mum used to deliver sandwiches down here.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, the lad that's just leaving, there might be an apprenticeship opening up. So I came down and had a word. Stupidly, he took me on.
He great. And that was Andy took you on?
Yeah.
And had you done anything like this before then?
No, other than a 17-year-old chav with a Vauxhall Nova, as you do.
Yeah. You know? But you learnt all of it on the job?
Yeah. And then a day at college kind of thing.
But essentially, your training was just doing it?
Yeah.
And Andy's saying that's how that works.
You can't learn a great deal on in classroom on it.
Yeah.
Really. Right, we had to start to lefty loosey. So just nip them off and then we'll get a gun and do it.
Okay.
So just crack them off.
Yeah, go just crack one off, mate. That's one cracked off. Me? How old? How old do you reckon I am? Have a guess.
So do you not know them, Rob? Until.
What?
He knows how old he is.
No, about the podcast then.
Yeah.
So
Helen wouldn't tell me what we were doing.
She did say keep it a secret.
Yeah.
So you don't know until you're basically dropped off.
In this instance, I didn't know. Yeah.
Ah, okay.
I know. I'd always rather be doing something because it's when you sit in silence, isn't it, and you think you have you left your own thoughts. That's when the voices start shouting at you, isn't it? In it, lads? In it, lads? Lads? That is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. There we go. Yeah, we know what we're talking about. We're all friends here.
You're right there, Ross.
I'll put this tyre spanner down.
Yeah. So late 30s.
You're very kind. 42.
42.
How old are you then?
I'm 33.
You're 33.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all doing age
things. Yeah, that's what men do at work, isn't it?
Yeah.
How old are you?
Well, yeah, that's fucking depressing.
Wouldn't it be great if blokes...
No, don't depress him, he'll not remember how to remember his age anyway.
Have you had your breakfast, Andy? Have you got someone looks after you?
Oh, I'm tablet trolley, that's best bit for me. Tablet trolley.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I can't wait for the tablet trolley.
Worst bit of the day for us is when we have to lift him onto the toilet. Green button again, Will.
Green button, right, okay. All the way up?
Yeah.
This is exciting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you guys not buzz off this every day?
It's like having a dog.
Yeah. Really?
I don't mean in a bad way.
Yeah.
That's enthusiastic. It's good.
Yeah.
It's good.
But like every day, like you get to lift a car in the air as many times as you want.
Yeah.
Look at that, it's going all the way up. It's on a ratchet, this, so it can't fall down, can it?
It can't fall down.
No, just a bit.
Depends if you put those arms on the trampoline.
Shit!
see now, I won't be able to eat the car because I've done it for you.
Oh, mate. Do you not find when you work with your hands above your head, like put curtains up, it makes you really angry working above your head?
Well, you just want to go, grrr.
Yeah. When you, I hate putting curtains up or curtain rails.
Then your arms start taking.
It's awful, yeah. What's that bit? Is that the catalytic?
That's your cat. Bit of,
pipe. Yeah. A pipe, mate, isn't it? That's a wheel. Just for the record, I'm about to take us. This is a. Is it? I'm guessing this is a sump.
That's
nut.
A sump, and that's his.
And it's just gonna
sump bump.
Piss out. We're gonna.
It's not just gonna piss out.
It's not gonna piss out of there. There we go. Oh.
Right, and then do it with your fingers, because otherwise it will go everywhere.
And it's gonna
mark down your sleeve. Mark on your clean trainers. I just. But I did tell you not to wear them.
You didn't. No one told me nothing.
Okay.
I was asking Anna, what do I wear? What do I wear? I nearly came here in a skirt. That's it. Out
That's
it comes.
You'll need a better rag to just sort
black gold out. Texas tea. Wow. Out it comes. Cars made now specifically so lay people such as myself can't really do anything.
Yeah. I think certainly in your case you'd be willing to have a go.
I generally like trying to do things.
Yeah.
But I've never kind of subscribed to that. Can't try. I'd rather have a crack.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
I can normally reach him, Bob.
I'll bring it down
you're
a bit for you, mate.
Tall.
It's not a problem, I'll bring it down a bit.
Sure,
you're pretty tall, I'll tell you.
No, I'm not really.
I'll tell you.
No, so was you.
Yeah, but you've got you've got muscles, Joe. I'm skinny. I'd happily trade for some guns.
Right.
Do you work out, Joe?
No.
Have I just made it weird? Is this just purely strength from on the job?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Amazing. There we go. Still a bit of grease on the track rod ends.
Yeah.
What do they do? That keep the wheel straight.
That adjusts. Yeah. That adjusts. So that's your steering, right?
Yep. Like a big Meccano kit, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I loved all that Lego and stuff when I was a kid. But I still do. How things work. Which are the screw ones? These nuts. These.
No, they're bolts.
Bolts. They're bolts. The nuts. Your nuts first.
Nuts.
Where are the ones? There's one there.
Was Ellen made of your passport then?
She hasn't, no. She picked.
Oh, man.
Mummy's. Well, sorry, not mummy. Helen's picking mummy. Me up. She's picking me up at 12.
I did that. It was my mum and dad's anniversary. And,
yeah.
Anniversary. And I stood up and started doing a bit of a speech, and I hate doing speech.
Yeah.
Yeah, and me and mummy and. I mean, Emma. 40 people absolutely pissing themselves.
Sorry. Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, hate you.
Mummy.
Mummy.
There we go. And is that a standard torque wrench setting on that?
It is for little bolts like that, yeah. Getting very technical, well, how are you?
I think I might have just got myself out of my depth. I've just swum over deep water.
Right, the rope can go down.
This one?
Yeah.
Car's coming down, Joe.
Coming down.
Isn't it?
Coming down. About to wayside.
Hey, Rob.
Yeah.
Radio 1 or Radio 2?
Oh, whatever you guys reckon.
No, what's
your preference?
Well, probably this time of the day, I'd probably be Radio 2. Who's no, after Ken there. Bruce?
Jeremy Vine.
Jeremy Vine! Yeah, Jeremy Vine. Isn't it?
Where did that second go? Hold on to your wheels, because...
Alright, they could drop off. Around. Formula One pit crew, Joe.
I know. It's a bit,
do you want me to take the wheel and you do that?
Yeah.
You did that really fast, Joe.
Yeah.
I should be making these and suggest.
No, you're alright.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I'd love a cup of tea. That'd be great. Thank you very much.
I'll have coffee, Jess. I'll have coffee.
Yes. Yeah, I'll have a coffee just like Joe, please, Jess. Can I change my mind? Can I have a coffee? Is that right?
Yeah.
Can I have a coffee just like my friend Joe? Yeah, me and Joe have coffee. That's what we do.
Coffee at 11.
11 o'clock coffee. Yep.
Great.
So what are we doing?
That on there, so we're going to take that off.
So we're taking the brakes off?
Yeah.
What are brake pads made of?
No idea.
They're the asbestos.
I just bit them. Now they've been away with asbestos.
Thank goodness for that.
I'll be honest, there's no ingredients on there, are there?
Ingredients.
There's no ingredients on them.
Right, and they're your brake pads.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they can come out.
Okay.
It's a plastic wire brush.
Yeah.
So I'll show you. Just brush the.
Right, okay. So they've still got plenty of wear in it. We're just cleaning them up. Yeah.
Yeah. And then.
Yeah.
Get some cup and go.
Oh my goodness. Thank you very much.
No.
I don't want to put brake dust all over the cake.
Do you want me to get a worse?
Thank you very much.
Oh, I've not added this up very well, actually.
That's amazing, thank you.
Cake!
Cake? Have you had some cake?
I've not had any cake yet.
Just a bit.
Okay.
Come back with cake. I'll feed you.
Everything stops for food, by the way.
All right. I'm really keen. I'm looking to impress, mate. I'm looking to impress. What is that grease made of? Is it like copper,
isn't it? Copper grease, yeah. But it's high temperature.
Right.
Shit.
Is that what the cop is in it for?
There's no ingredients.
No ingredients on that one either, is it? It is nice cake, aren't it?
Made that, your mum?
Yeah.
It's delicious.
More tomorrow when Rob's not here.
Is that yep. Called a gasket?
No, that's not a gasket. I would call that a. I suppose it's more like a seal or
a seal.
A grommety kind.
A grommet. That's a good word, isn't it? Grommets.
We've got bushes.
We have flanges.
We've
got some flanges. I'm just taking the brake pads out now, Joe.
Yeah, well done.
Just doing it. Without being told.
So do you hotel it then when you tour in?
Or? Well, sometimes I stay in high rolling hotels. Like there's have you heard of like the Travelodge group?
Yeah,
Travelodge. Yeah, I can put a word. If you're ever going anywhere, Joe, I can put a word in for you.
Travelodge.
Yeah, I'll speak to the manager, see if I can get you you see. But you've got to know people, really, to get into the Travelodge. and then other times, I ward off the depression and loneliness by staying with friends nearby.
Right.
That's quite good, actually.
No Airbnb yet, then.
Have you ever Airbnb'd your house?
No.
What, with living in a lovely part of the world?
A lovely part of the world that we never leave.
But do you know what?
That's my problem, you see. You've left the valley. You've left.
I could say, do you want me to take you out of the valley as a return favour? I'll take you out of the valley. Where do you want to go? Do you want to come to London or something?
Anywhere. That's Fox House, really.
Yeah, Emma, yeah. I can't get him to leave. He's marching up and down Old Compton Street in a pink feather jockstrap. He's having the time of his life. He said for the first time in his life he feels truly himself.
I never go walking. You go walking?
With a dog?
Just, yeah.
The dog gets his... You got a dog?
No.
Get a dog?
With the kids? Do the kids...
I mean, they don't like walking.
No.
I mean, but they do... Do you know what? Actually, that's been unfair to them. They're all right for walking. They'll do it. If there's, there's an ice cream at the end, they'll do anything.
Yeah,
I got you.
At the end, they'll walk.
My daughter would rob a bank for an ice cream. There we go. That's on. Are you happy with them?
Yeah, I think so.
Sign them off. What's that sound of a constant escaping gas?
That's me.
Everyone all right? It's the airlines. Yeah. So it's compressed air. Okay. I just thought a point. I didn't want to alarm you. I've been aware of it for about an hour and a half, and I didn't want to freak everyone out. But I just thought I'd bring it up. But you're all right. It's fine. It's just it's compressed air. It's not slowly escaping gas.
No.
Don't turn the light on.
Exciting.
I'm having a great time, mate. Well, I've always been very happy bringing my cars here.
Upwards.
Because I always think that if you're a... Because most people's fear of mechanics, of taking their car in somewhere, is they're going to get ripped off, isn't it?
Yeah.
That they think... Because they don't know what they're asking or what's being done.
No, I mean, a lot of common perception of them is...
Yeah, well, that'll cost you. Yeah. And I've always that's one of the things I think is really nice about a local place is
with local people.
Well, it's just the way it's your community, isn't it? So you're not going to shaft people.
No.
Who live down the road?
The main thing around here is that if you have a bad word about you, it'll soon be around.
But then also good word spread as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Yeah, go down to Andy's, you've got this new guy working down there.
Yeah.
Took him ages to do my brakes, but God, they felt good when I picked it up.
He's,
charged me 6 hours later just to do both.
Yeah, he definitely greased the nipples or whatever it was that we were doing.
I see we've got nipples as well. Nipples, bushes, yeah, flanges.
Unbelievable! What, how many times a day do you say nipple, bush or flange, do you think?
I don't know. It depends what you're doing. Brakes have got nipples, so yeah. If you're doing brakes, you've got to play with the nipples.
So you're going to adjust the nipples, and that's four sets of nipples,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, if you're doing a brake fluid change, you've got to just nip the nipples off.
Yeah, just tweak the nipples off.
They're the nipples there.
Yeah. That's a nipple there.
Suspension as bushes. That's a bush.
That's a bush there.
That's a bush there.
Fantastic, that's a bush. I'm looking at a real bush.
And exhausts have flanges.
A lot of people don't know what bush looks like anymore, Joe.
And that's your flange up there.
That's a flange. That's a lovely flange, isn't it? It's a massive flange, isn't it? What does the flange do? It's not been lubricated for a while.
It's not.
What does it do?
The flange just like, well, in this instance, it just clamps things together.
Right. And why are all the nipple, bush, flange, it's all female slang words, isn't it, as opposed to male ones?
We didn't make them up, we just...
Are there any bowls on a car? Bowls, shaft, the shafts, you're right, there's shafts, there's bowls, there's shafts.
Ball bearings.
Sack, any sack?
No.
But the shaft, there's a lot of shafts.
There's shafts.
Yeah, the shafts outweigh the nipples.
So how do you guys, I mean, genuine question, not end up cracking up with laughter all the time?
Because you just get used to it, don't you?
But
until somebody points it out, you don't think about it.
Surely every time. Joe, can you pass me them nipples? Okay, every time it's going to make you laugh.
No. You get used to it.
I can never get used to it. And that's why I do this or my job. I can never not find the word to shaft or flange funny.
His cousin's car that had broke down. It was exhaust, so it was a flange situation.
Flange issues. Yeah.
She was absolutely in stitches.
Emma's sister-in-law.
It's the flange.
Brilliant. Oh, that's great. That's great.
It was a flange situation.
Brilliant.
We need new pads in that.
Yep. New flange pads.
It depends, you know, with a customer sometimes, it depends who it is really. Some you think, you've got to weigh them up. And you get smirk out of some, don't you?
Yeah.
And others you think, no.
Do you ever end up just laughing as you're trying to tell them what you have to do?
Depends who it is.
Sorry, and then the... I greased the flange. The shaft was perfectly lubricated.
Went in the bush nicely and it was fine.
Exactly. I don't know how you cope. I couldn't cope. Oh, God. I couldn't cope at school and I couldn't cope in the workplace. I mean, to say flange and keep a straight face. So with these, we're putting new pads on here.
New pads.
So is that actually called a bleed nipple?
That's a bleed nipple.
Oh, which that's is not, even worse. That sounds like, yeah. But then again, you know, our wives have had kids. We know what that's about. I once had to go into a chemist to buy some nipple shields.
Did you?
Yeah.
The little nipple discs.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nipple shields. And what's that juice coming out of the nipple?
That's brake fluid.
That's brake fluid.
Yeah.
And that's what's in all the pipes. That's what does the hydraulic...
Yeah, that's the hydraulic...
Pushing.
Fluid, yeah.
And what are the ingredients in brake fluid?
I don't know. I don't think it says it on bottle. Right, close my nipple.
And that stops it getting any air in the system.
Hey, you know that much, don't you?
Well, you don't want air bubbles in your...
Well, you don't.
...hydraulic system. I remember that from Lego.
From Lego?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
They had a... Just as I was stepping off from
Lego
into, you know, really going out nice. And trying to meet girls. About 19, 20, 20 years old. They just brought in hydraulics. Started putting it on with my finger now, Joe, like you do.
Yeah.
It's easier, isn't it?
I only did that because you've got the brush
though, Rob. Oh, right. I'll start using the brush again. Hope it's not too presumptuous, Joe. I've just helped myself to another...
Well, that's fine,
...another couple of nitrile gloves.
Don't set Andy off with the amount of gloves that I use.
Oh, now we're in... Is this an issue?
It is for him.
Do you get through him?
Yeah, I get through him a bit.
Here we go. The cracks are showing now, gents.
And that,
Rob, this is nothing.
That gel's been using all the rubber gloves.
All the rubber gloves.
This is actually very polite because you're here.
What?
Occasionally, yeah. You have in the past.
Hey, you too. Hey.
You don't recycle machines. That's what it is.
Hey, look
here. These gloves that are on the floor here. There's nothing wrong with them.
Listen, Mum and Dad, how do you think this is making me feel? Got in the middle of this. It's domestic. What time is it? Do you know?
Are you hungry?
No, I just think my mum will be... Helen will be here soon.
Your mum will be here soon.
Come pick me up.
10 to 12.
Got to get this last pad on, don't we, and get the wheels on.
Oh, what time's she coming?
I think she's picking up about 12 o'clock.
You're joking.
Yeah, I'm doing half... I do half day, mate.
Half day, is that
yeah,
all,
back to... Then I've got college.
Yeah.
I've got college after.
Half a day, Harry.
Half a day.
Right, you get windy.
Now, would you normally do this with two people?
No.
No. To be doing all this yourself?
Yes.
Do you get lonely?
Occasionally, sometimes it's quite nice.
Yeah, therapeutic.
Like I said, that's when the voices start.
It is, isn't it? Yeah. I mean, that's the eternal life question, isn't it? How do you calm down the voices? But isn't it? It's the same for all of us, isn't it? Well, whatever you do, comes a point when you stop and you think, what's it for?
All
what do you think it's all about, Joe?
I know, I suppose you're just kind of waiting to get old to see kids and spend a bit of time with them, aren't you? But
and then they want a play date after school, they don't want to see you.
No, that's true.
You want to go to a mate's house. That's hard, isn't it, when you get to school and you're excited about seeing them, they go, Dad, can I just go to someone's house? Oh, yeah, all right. I drove back from Bath.
All the way back from Bath to see you.
To see you. Yeah, I'll take you.
Down there tonight.
I'll take you to his house. Heartbreaking. But the good thing about having a job where you actually physically do things or mend things and make things work is come the apocalypse, the zombie apocalypse.
Is that what you reckon to happen?
You'll be alright, yeah. There's a fella at, I'll bleep this out, who's picked me up once when I broke down here. Before we lived here, actually, I was driving from Sheffield to Manchester or something. And he's a full on conspiracy theorist.
Was he?
Fella. And he gave me a DVD, like with all this stuff on it, you know, about the Illuminati and all this stuff.
Nice.
But within 2 minutes he was talking about it. He really wanted to talk, and it's 3 a.m. You think, okay, I'm just going to go with this. Help us survive. A mate of mine, Tom Rigglesworth, I went from Sheffield, he broke down. Same guy picked him up, gave him a DVD. But yeah.
About the Jehovah's Witness of zombie
absolutely.
Apocalypse.
Absolutely,
yeah.
But yeah, I don't think we're going to have a zombie apocalypse. I mean, we might already be in the middle of it.
Maybe.
But when the internet, someone unplugs it at the wall and everything falls apart.
Yeah.
Then being able to do stuff is the way we're going to survive, isn't it?
Yeah.
A couple of chickens.
Good for my wife because I can cook and I can mend cars. So.
There you go. And she can teach dance.
She can teach.
People are still going to want to dance, Joe.
Save the voices in there.
Absolutely. Staves them off. I need to go and grease these.
You need to go and grease them, yeah.
I'm greasing right up. Hey, it's my mum. It's my Helen. It's your mum.
How did
you
be? You changed outfits, you know.
Yeah, we needed one with a pocket fold in the recording. Hey, Ron. How you doing? New job.
You've got oil marks on your face.
Have I? Look,
he might wash his beard and wash sink monkey tonight.
Yeah.
Well, I should expect nothing less.
I said she's not busy tearing off my overalls, Joe. Yeah, I mean, does that ever calm down? Does that ever calm down?
What, the
constant sexual badgering, just because you're working at the mechanics, got your overalls on.
Yeah,
does that ever ever sort of settle down a bit?
No.
No,
not at all.
No.
It's just like that old Levi's advert in the summer.
Yeah.
Occasionally the Diet Coke comes out.
Yeah.
You love it.
Have you had fun? Do you want to stay?
I'm having a great time. Well, I think we should get... You stay here while we put these wheels on.
Okay.
And then I'll come back with you. Because I'm aware I might be slightly slowing the boys down.
Yes.
But we've done... I've changed the oil. Well, we need to put some more oil in it, won't we, Joe?
Well, that's true, yeah. Depends how long. I don't know what to stop around for
and
watch you do this.
Poor the oil,
isn't
he? He's not been
back.
He's wanted to do this
for ages, Joe. Has he? It's great. We've done all the brakes, put new pads on the back. We've had a great time. We've had a coffee. I had coffee, okay. I had coffee just like Joe. I was going to have a tea and then Joe had coffee, so I got coffee. And literally all day they have to say nipple, flange, bush, shaft.
And this,
you have to say bush.
Bush. I'll show you bush. This is. I'll show you a bush here, Alan. Can I see a bush? There you go. That's a bush there. That's your bush. That's your bush.
Brilliant. Wow.
And up there. Up there. Is a flange.
Yeah, I know you like the word flange.
There's a flange up there as well.
Yeah.
It's good. Look at Joe's enjoying it now. It's reminding him how much he loves the job. Oh, Andy came over and said nipple earlier. I fell about. What are we doing here? What's this bit?
Tyre pressures.
He's too excited to come home. He's too excited to come home.
He don't want
to
come out.
No, that's it. I think you've got him forever.
I mean, mum's it. Helen's here.
He's excited about all the
he's put a bit of grease on there.
I know,
for that.
Just
you know what that's about, don't you? That's just make him look like he's been busy.
Yeah. I don't want you. Work all day. I don't want you.
Drop it all the way down then, you're up on that lever.
Alright, Helen, I'm just about to lower this car back down.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Everyone ready?
All clear.
Are you clear, Joe?
Yeah, we're all clear.
All clear. Down she comes.
Yeah, that's it.
Look at that. Tell you, fit. She's on there, mate. Nice work. Incredible. It's on.
That's it, you've enjoyed that, haven't you?
I slapped that a bit.
You've enjoyed it a bit too much.
I've really enjoyed it. Thanks, Joe. What a great day.
It'll just turn up every morning.
It's fine, but if you call that a day, you'll have a bloody shock when you come properly, won't
you? Yeah, it's half day. I've got college this afternoon.
Didn't turn up till 10.
Yeah, 10 till 12.
Bloody half 12.
But thank you very much, I really enjoyed that. That was awesome. Thank you.
Great. I'll try and get something done this afternoon now.
Yeah.
Try and catch up this afternoon.
We've done the brakes, haven't we? Do the brakes.
Go and have a seat now.
Can I keep me rubber gloves?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thanks,
see you later.
See you later.
Cheers, guys.
See ya.
Yep. meet me after work.
It's alright,
yeah. It's a bit like going out with Henry out of Neighbours now.
Yeah, that means I'm Charlene.
You're Charlene. Oh, we're Charlene and Henry.
That's I'm great, Kylie.
Great. And I'm Craig McLaughlin.
And Ronnie's Bouncer.
He's Bouncer, isn't it? What we need to do now is there needs to be a scene where I'm sneaking through Madge's vegetable patch with nothing on going...
Do you know it was Charlene who worked in the thing?
You're right, actually, that makes it incest, doesn't it? Henry was Charlene's brother, wasn't he? He was, they were all Scott, Madge's...
It was Scott and Charlene.
Scott was...
he was not...
Scott was
big mechanic.
Jim... Was Jim's son.
It was Charlene that was the mechanic.
That's right. No, Craig was as well. He worked at the mechanics with her. But I think he might have been a brother.
Yeah, so I think he was.
So let's not be incestuous. Yeah. Scott was a different family.
Although you have been calling me mummy.
Yeah,
well, I was quite nervous for you.
Were you?
I was. When I left you, standing there on your own in your ill-fitting overalls, you looked terrified.
It's funny, I did have that feeling that you always have, like when you go on work experience or you go to a new school or start a new job, I'm just going, I don't know what...
How to...
Yeah, I don't know how to start.
In,
I don't know what I'm meant to do.
In,
because I'm also aware that they're you know, they're busy and it's really
it's
nice
real
of them to let me do it, but they're actually doing a proper job.
Yeah.
They're doing a proper job, which matters.
Yeah.
And people's cars have to be safe. And I didn't want to get in the way.
Yeah.
So you've got to find, you've got to slot in. And I think, I mean, you know, when the lads are listening back to this, they'll, I slotted in a treat.
Well, you looked very happy.
Yeah.
You looked at home.
I get it.
Well, there you go. You could be a mechanic by day, comedian by night.
Thing is, though, if I was a mechanic all day, I'd come home, I'd need my tea on the table.
Yeah.
You'd know, you'd need to feed me when I got in.
Yeah.
And then I don't know whether I'd have the energy to go and do something at night.
No.
It's proper, you know, it's a... You could already see my physique's bulked out from all lifting all the tyres and everything.
Massive.
I'm huge. I don't know why I was nervous. I needn't have been nervous. But I did feel like you just left me at a new school.
Yeah. You looked very lonely.
Yeah.
And scared.
Yeah, I was apprehensive.
Yeah, you looked... I know exactly how you felt by the look on your face. You just looked like, oh, I don't know what to do now. I don't know how to be useful to the right degree.
Exactly.
Yeah. You've still got oil on your nose.
Yeah, do you like that? Do you need to drag me off into the woods? Can't wait to see what exciting workplace you've got me sorted out for next week.
I don't know what to say because I'm not booked anything.
yeah, but you did this last time.
But we're not going to... Do you want... We don't want a secret every week,
No, it doesn't have to be a surprise every week. We could decide.
Yeah.
Whilst
but Joe Liz did say earlier that Joe's wife runs an adult tap dancing class and she'd be well up for us recording.
Incredible.
That'd be good sound, wouldn't it?
Well, I mean,
tap.
You're right. As an entertainer, I should be schooled in tap.
And then you could start your gigs with a bit of tap.
A bit of tap dancing. Old school. That's it. I could tell really, really, really filthy jokes and tap dance. Could tell a really long story about my anus and then at the end just go... That would be great. That's a good idea, actually.
Yeah?
Just generally as an act, as an Edinburgh
show. Yeah, we should go anyway.
A bunch of filthy stories with tap dancing in them.
Yeah.
And call it Mr., you know...
Mr. Saturday Night.
Mr. Saturday... Well, you can't call it. It's a bloody crystal film, isn't it? But, yeah.
Mr. Razzmatazz.
Yeah, that's entertainment.
Yeah.
It's just really filthy stories with tap dancing in between. And then I came all over her back. Oops. I said that too loud.
Really sorry, everyone.
I said that too loud.
Really too loud.
That's offended lots of people.
It's not what people come to a garden centre to hear.
It's not, is it? How did I look in my overalls?
Yeah, you looked happy, Rob. You looked happy.
Happy?
Yeah.
I didn't mean, did it look cool?
Oh, you looked hot.
Hey!
Is that what you're after?
Yeah.
I have to say the blue ones were better than the short
maroon
ones.
Yeah, they gave me a wedgie. Yeah, I had a bit of a camel's hoof in the purple ones.
So I've emailed the live escape room in Sheffield.
Yep.
Thinking that would be one that would be really good fun to do, but we looked at the prices, didn't we?
It was extremely expensive, wasn't it?
It's very expensive, and seeing as this earns us absolutely no money and takes up a lot of our time.
Yeah, but it's only taking about 36 hours an episode, isn't it?
I thought we need to find ways of doing these things without spending.
It represents all of the money you earn. Astonishing value for money.
So I emailed them.
Yeah.
Because I thought, why not?
Why not?
You never know what you're going to get. I'll tell you what I said. Hi there. My husband, comedian Rob Rouse, brackets... Upstart Crow, BBC, 8 out of 10 cats, Channel 4, and the Friday Night Project.
That was so long ago.
I did for 1998. And I do a podcast in which we try a new activity each week and record it. We would love to come and do a live escape.
You've sent this?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Our budget is non-existent as the podcast is free to download. So I wondered if there would be any possibility of us coming to you and recording our escape in return for us giving you some good publicity on the podcast.
Come on.
And on Rob's Facebook Twitter account. We could come to you whenever was convenient. Weekday mornings would be great for us if that's when you're least busy. Ideally one morning this week or next. I look forward to hearing from you.
Yes, excellent, good work. I think that's worth doing.
Why not?
Why not, exactly.
You never know, do you?
Yeah.
You just never know.
And also, if listeners want to fund the podcast, tell them, what would you say to them?
Well, if you want to fund the podcast, we have no way for you donating, so just send cash in envelopes.
Yeah.
Through to Rob's agent and they'll be forwarded to us. But no, if any of you own businesses that like live escape rooms or dance classes or anything like that and want to give us them away to us for free, then we will happily use them.
podcast@robrouse.com. Get in touch and we'll come and do your thing.
But yeah, so we're just trying to find free or very cheap ways to entertain ourselves on you.
Next week, whittling.
You don't ask, you don't get. No. What are they going to say? No. And then we can just book and pay a fortune anyway to make them
come. Oh, thank you for your email. Yes, we'll happily pay £40-odd to sink into this podcast. It will take us 36 hours of work that we won't make any money from.
And then we'll turn up and we'll know that they know that we're the prick. That's free.
Yeah, and that prick, he even told his wife to put those credits in.
But I just thought, loads of businesses get asked
loads of things by
celebrities. Mm. So why not pretend you're one?
Oh, God.
I'm waiting to hear.
Exactly. We could come back to keep people posted on how we get on with that email over the next 12 weeks.